You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
And I'm Jonathan Capehart, sitting in for Leonard Lopate. When Taco Bell unveiled its new menu item, the Quesalupa, in a commercial during the 2016 Super Bowl, it went all out. Internet memes, basketball players, and a cackling George Sakai all talked about the Quesalupa and its fried cheese-filled taco shell. In one of the final shots of the commercial, a teen turns to his friend and says, "Dude, that's going to be bigger than the internet." Funnily enough, much like the internet, the Quesalupa wouldn't have been possible without the help of the government. In his recent article for Bloomberg Businessweek, "The Mad Cheese Scientists Fighting to Save the Dairy Industry," contributor Clint Rainey examines a little-known government-sponsored group that has been working behind the scenes to put more cheese into the food we eat. Clint Rainey joins us on the show today to talk about the Cheese Illuminati. Welcome, Clint.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, who are these Cheese Illuminati?
So maybe there's some backstory that I should go into first with this. They are effectively a checkoff group. And most people, when they hear that group, when they hear that name, their eyes are just going to glaze over because it doesn't mean anything. But you could call them sort of quasi-USDA entities. They exist for a variety of commodities, beef,
like avocados.
Yeah, true. Avocados. Yeah. There's some very weird ones out there. Lumber, for example. But the dairy one is the largest, and it also is, you could argue, the most active in a way that affects sort of the day-to-day life of a consumer. Mm-hmm. The beef and some of the other larger ones do have the same sort of they try to exert the same sorts of pressure mm-hmm. in like the fast food industry, but they just don't have quite as many players as the dairy one does. But they effectively have people on the ground in all of these fast food chains.
Right. So what we're talking about here is there's a glut of milk and a glut of cheese, right? There's like warehouses. Just how much cheese is there in surplus?
Yeah, literal warehouses of it, and it's. With the cheese, they are. This is something that happens every year. There's an amount that goes into cold storage, but in the past 2 years, that amount has increased by millions of pounds, and it just sits there, waiting for
somebody to eat.
Yeah, a lot of it was donated to like some food kitchens this past year because they didn't know what else to do with it. I guess that's better than letting it just rot. But when you have all of that leftover cheese and you have an industry that wants to move it, they have to start getting creative with their strategy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now connect the glut in cheese and these warehouses of cheese to the Quesalupa.
So the Quesalupa is one of a large variety of Taco Bell menu items that involve cheese. And what you realize is that there's essentially the symbiosis between the amount of cheese that the dairy industry can work into a food product and the number of those food products that the fast food chain can sell. The president of Dairy Management Inc., which is, I think we haven't said yet the actual name of this checkoff group, basically said to me that if you put more cheese on pizza, it sells more. And they've shown that to be true time and time again now for the
I mean, just intuitively,
decades.
That's true.
It tastes great. Sure. But with the Quesalupa, for that one, you have to kind of go back a little ways. That I can't say this definitively, but I think that it's true that there's no other menu item that they had worked on research and development for as long as the Quesalupa. So it clearly was an idea that jumped out to them. It was 10 years ago.
They worked on it for a long time because they were trying to basically perfect, like find the perfect cheese. The cheese that when you pulled this Quesalupa apart, that not only would it pull apart but it would be stringy, but it wouldn't break. It would like hold together. How is that even food? that's what comes to mind for me.
Well, I think what they would argue is that it's an exaggeration of what people like to have in the first place. When you if you pull a nacho off the plate and the cheese just kind of, it's like clobbed together and doesn't break apart. You're kind of like not that excited about it. But if you grab it, pull it, and this like long string of cheese stretches up like 6 inches in the air, you're like, oh, this must be good cheese. Look at how creamy it is.
Right.
And I mean, that's essentially what the thinking was behind the Quesalupa. They had tried all of these different, they had prototyped so many different things. They had gotten inspiration from lots of products that are technically already on the market, or even some sort of traditional dishes from like Salvador, like a pupusa, stuff like that. But the idea there was that this consumers wanted cheese, more cheese in the taco, or I guess in this case the chalupa. It's basically it's a chalupa that's stuffed with cheese. So they liked the chalupa. That was a really popular menu item for them when they introduced it. But what could they do to make the chalupa better? They could shove cheese in the middle of it.
Add more cheese.
Yeah.
So the connection between so you've got the Cheese Illuminati, you've got Taco Bell creating the Quesalupa, which is a whole lot more cheese. Talk about the conflict of interest there is between, like, there's a loop here. So you've got the Cheese Illuminati are regulated or overseen by the Agriculture Department, and they're the people who give us that food pyramid that says, you know, here's what you should eat for a balance. And I don't recall seeing cheese being one of the planks of the pyramid. But how is that not a conflict of interest?
I mean, that's something that the Dairy Management Inc. has had to face down for years. In 2010, there was a big New York Times article written by Michael Moss that talked about dairy management's role in selling a bunch of really cheesy Domino's pizza. It wasn't just the kind of like elbow rubbing between those two. It was also the fact that cheese is known to have a lot of cholesterol and a lot of saturated fat, and those were things that the USDA, like you just said, takes an active interest in telling people to modulate or to not have that much of. I suppose that what dairy management says back to this is that they're just meeting the demand that already exists. If people didn't want to buy this stuff, then they wouldn't buy it. But yeah, that's certainly the sort of $64,000 mm-hmm. question.
Talk to me about a little bit about milk, because we can't get cheese without milk. But
true.
You've got fewer people. Help me out here. It's
okay.
Less milk is being sold, but just as many people are drinking milk.
Okay, so this is actually a really interesting stat. The number of people drinking milk today is, well, I'm sorry, I'm saying that wrong. The amount of milk being consumed today is less than half of what it was in 1975. In 1975, it was about 35 pounds per person that was being consumed. Today, it's 15. So it's just tanked. But then cheese, on the other hand, has done like literally the reverse. It started at around 15 pounds in 1975, and today it's at 35 pounds per person per year. So you can, you know, do the math on how much that means you're consuming day to day.
Right. And so then is that because of advertising efforts by like Taco Bell and the food services industry saying, hey, cheese is great. We're putting cheese in stuff. I keep thinking of who was it? Pizza Hut that came up with the, hey, we've got pizza crust. Why don't we just shove pizza into that crust part at the top that a lot of people cut off and toss out?
Right. I mean, that was effectively just mozzarella cheese sticks that they stuck inside of the crust and melted. That's sort of an amazing situation too. That was in 1995, and they didn't know how well it was going to do. Dairy management played a heavy role in the creation of that item, and it did Pizza Hut $300 million worth of business in that 1 year alone.
Wow. So, okay. So to me, I'm thinking there's a chicken and egg thing here. Would people be eating more cheese if the DMI were not shoving cheese in our faces? I mean, is that possible?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question. I don't know, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that's each person gets to decide how they feel about that one.
Now, in your reporting on this, you know, does the, I mean, I'm reading your, I read your story, and I'm thinking, how is Clint writing this without being snarky? Because it's kind of hilarious that you've got these folks at Taco Bell tinkering with molecules, trying to find the perfect kind of cheese in order to shove into into a shell to then sell to the public and reap rewards and reap profits. How did you? Why didn't you be more snarky? Because it just lends itself to it.
You know, I think I sort of felt. I mean, for one, we have sort of a voice. Bloomberg has Business Week sort of a voice that you stick to. But also, I would argue that there were so many hilarious things that I found in the story that I just wanted to let them speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite stories about this entire process of creating the Quesalupa is the fact that they still have not found a way to automate the machine that creates the Quesalupa shell, tortilla, whatever you want to call it, itself. And I guess I could explain how that thing is made really quickly. It's basically just 2 6-inch tortillas that has they have an ounce of Monterey Jack cheese that's been shredded, basically placed in the center of that. They take the sort of the pouch, if you want to call it that, and they press the sides down around the edge. Mm-hmm. And then that thing is folded into kind of a U shape in this little metal cage that they created and then deep fried. They have not found a way to seal those tortillas off yet without a person literally manually pulling this machine, this device down.
Oh.
So 75 million of these things were made for their run in 2016. So it was a four-month release, the Quesalupa. They needed 75 million of the tortillas.
How many, do you have any idea, how many people did they have involved pulling down these things into deep fat fryers to make these things?
Well, so that was like the great mystery. And I tried really hard to find out more about this machine. The machine partly was, one of the interesting things about it was, so dairy management's involvement in the Quesalupa, they sort of came in at the end of the development process. Like 10 years is a long time for this thing to have been in the works. And Taco Bell didn't get an in-house dairy management scientist until they basically already knew what they wanted to do with it. And they had tried all these failed ideas, and they came to the idea that we're just going to go back to the basics, the most simple thing, put cheese in between 2 tortillas. But they couldn't figure out how to seal the thing off. They kept frying it, and then the cheese would escape. They couldn't get the cheese to stretch right. So all of the minute kind of parts of this thing were the work of DMI. And the press, for lack of a more specific term, that's actually what I ended up calling it, because Taco Bell and Tyson Foods is actually the company that makes the tortilla for Taco Bell. So those two entities together, neither of them would share any information about the press. It's proprietary, and they wouldn't even let me see it. I wanted somebody to just describe it for me so I could hear about how it worked, and they wouldn't even do that.
So you've got Coke's secret formula, you've got the KFC's secret recipe, and now we've got Taco Bell's The Press. I'm Jonathan Capehart, and today for Leonard Lopate, I've been speaking with Clint Rainey, Bloomberg Businessweek contributor, about his story, The Mad Cheese Scientists Fighting to Save the Dairy Industry. Thank you so much for joining us, and please read Clint's story, because we didn't get to nearly half the stuff that you came up in with in your reporting.